First thing first, the Dagger team was kind enough to send me some stickers. This is really the reason why you go to conferences. So if you want to pick some up, I will leave it somewhere here.
There is a table.
Okay, cool. So, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining my presentation today. My name is Mark. And for the last couple of years, or maybe for the better part of the decade, I've been helping engineering teams focus on their business, building their business applications, instead of worrying about things like deployments or CI/CD or stuff like that. And I'm currently, my current title at Cisco is tech lead, but by the way, is there anyone here who saw my presentation in the morning in the Godot room? Okay. So I'm gonna make it up to you guys. So, and please laugh at my jokes as well again, even though you already heard them. So I decided that I would come clean here today, that this is a completely fake title, and that in fact my real job is a YAML engineer. So anyone else wanna come clean? Unburden themselves? Okay, cool. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's engineer probably, that's an overstatement. So let's talk about CI/CD. And we do have a bunch of CI/CD services available today, and it's still evolving continuously, but we do have a couple of challenges that causes pain to developers and DevOps people every day. And I've already kind of hinted at one of them, YAML. Like, man, you put a space in the wrong place and it just breaks over. And you don't even know why, because the CI tool may not even tell you where that extra space is. So YAML is really one of the core pains of all the CI solutions today. And yeah, I know there is Jenkins and Groovy, which is even worse, but YAML is really the standard of CI/CD languages these days. And there are some places, like there are a couple solutions where it works kind of okay for simple pipelines, but for more complex cases, it's just a nightmare. Then CI has this tendency to break for no obvious reason. Like one day the pipeline works and the other way it just doesn't. And well, for operations, for deploying your application to a production environment, you can always say, okay, ops problem, let them solve. But for CI, that's not really a case. Like developers have to interact with CI, and if the CI is breaking, then it's probably the developers who have to fix it. And the problem with current CI solutions today is that we don't really have like an easy way to debug CI.